guys. Hi, and welcome to Nip Tuck Not Giving a
Fuck on a Wednesday. Happy Wednesday. It's halfway through the week. Are you driving to work? Are you at the gym?
Are you cleaning the house? That's when I listen to pods.
Yeah, when you need a bit of some background noise.
Yeah. We're not background noise, we're front ground noise.
Sorry. Have you got your earphones in and you are trying to ignore the kids? Are you on holiday?
Yeah.
Whatever, wherever you are, we are united as one.
And tag and share, because let's get more people listening.
Yeah, defo.
Okay, girls, so we are doing a double record today. So Lauren has just entered her...
Bing, bong, boo.
She was like, I am so proud of myself today. It's not happened yet, and we're doing a double record. And now this is what Lauren does. So she'll book 10 million holidays, and then we'll have to do loads of double records. Actually, it's me that's going on holiday.
Christina!
But no.
Are you going to let her speak to me like that?
You've not started summer with her.
Are you going to let her do
also,
that?
Also, we were going to do one next week whilst you were away, Ashley.
It's Ashley's holiday.
No, it's her because she wanted her eyes done. She made us move.
Christina, no, she's doing that thing where she makes pure shit up.
I thought we were doing this double today.
So that Ashley doesn't have to record remotely on Monday.
Yeah, take your stuff away with you.
You cheeky cow. You're on holiday on Monday. Yeah, and I felt bad.
Usually she is the one on holiday, and then she goes, it's all right, we can do a double record. And then she goes, I'm never doing a double record again.
The amount of times I asked, are you sure?
The audacity. I didn't want you to have to record on holiday.
I would have been fine.
The
but
audacity.
Here we are.
I'm honestly like...
I just gaslit you.
You absolutely gaslit. Guys, if you want to know what gaslighting is, Ashley has just done that. Anyway, wait till you get to the fucking summer.
Yes, because she's going to be away all
I'm
going to
be bing-bong
the time.
Anyway, my attention span does tend to slip, and I can't help it. It's just
you
me.
You will have been to Disneyland by now.
Yes.
Tell us.
So my friend actually sent me a voice note. And Phoebe, who did the makeup, you've got to meet her. You will just love her.
Really?
She sends me his voice and she went, darling, good luck going to Disneyland. I took my nephew. She speaks like this. She's a theatrical. Yeah, yeah. She said, he is my heartbeat. He's my life and soul. We don't speak about Disneyland now. She said,
Isn't the food hideous?
She said, when you get there, they pump some shit through the air and it makes kids fucking horrible. She said, he's 15 now and I'm still not over it and we don't talk about Disneyland. She's like, so good fucking luck. Apparently the kids go wild there. It's really expensive. But look, am I going for me?
No,
I'm going for my child, and I'm just hoping she's not a dick, because then I'm going to be like, I don't want to be, because this is how we're like sisters in it. I'll be like, I don't want to be here. I'm here for you. If you're going to be a dick, we'll just go. But so hopefully she won't be. I've got all the Disney merch.
Mm. Oh, no, you're going to get a picture in your Minnie Mouse's. Yeah, you are, aren't you?
I haven't. Do you know what? I haven't thought about that. She's got
Sorry,
Minnie Mouse ears.
Jenner.
So if it comes between her wearing them on me for a picture, I'll be wearing them. I don't know. I have got a Mickey Mouse top. Think what you will.
Oh, my God, I've got a really funny story to tell you. So once when I was in America... I got lost in the supermarket and it was a massive Walmart one. Yeah. So I think I was about like 4 or 5 and we'd been to Disneyland. So my mum had a Mickey Mouse jumper on and I got really lost. And this woman was like, are you okay, child? And I was like, no, I've lost my mummy.
Oh, another one. One of those English moms.
Yeah. Oh, so they took me to the desk and they were like, what's your mom's name? And I was like, I don't know. She's called Mummy. And then they were like, what's she wearing?
Oh, my God.
And I was like, a Mickey Mouse top. Oh. So they went, dun, 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 with the woman called Mommy and a Mickey Mouse top. Come to the desk and get your child.
Oh, my God. That's going to be me. Yeah. I have got a Mickey Mouse t-shirt.
Are you going to take a buggy for her?
She's 6.
Yeah, I know what you're saying, but honestly, all my friends say literally take a buggy because they get really tired. And then also you can... When do you go?
We haven't got time. I go on Wednesday and we're in London.
I was going to say, do you want to borrow my... If you can borrow one of your friends' travel buggies or a yo-yo, because then you can put all your stuff on it.
Okay.
I think you get priority some of the places if you've got a buggy.
You can stand in certain areas
and put all your bags down.
Okay,
I honestly would take a buggy.
I'll be in the buggy with my Mickey Mouse t-shirt on and James pushing me.
I would take a buggy.
That will make an Insta picture. Yeah, so we're going, all good. Got the merch, ready to go. Getting the snacks
later. Are you staying in the Princess Hotel?
No, do you not remember? Don't, because it's still a sore subject. What? Because I think we should have gone there. But James, to be fair, you know, now and again you need pulling down.
Yeah.
And I, it was £2,000 a night.
That's for a basic room?
For four of us in a basic room.
That's disgusting.
And I was going to do it.
I wouldn't
because
have.
Because I was like, I'm going to Disneyland and I'm going to the best of the best.
She'll
James,
be so tired she when she gets back
and James
to
was
room.
Like, look, Lauren, totally with you on this. You know,
why is it so expensive, the princess one?
It's beautiful. And he was just like, look, that's another holiday. And then I was like, you're right. So we're staying in one. I can't remember what it is. I don't know.
The shit one. The shit one.
It's probably 20 minutes away from Disney.
Everyone said to pack snacks.
Yeah, so when we finish recording, I'm going to M&S the supermarket. Or oh, no. I've spent too much on the holiday. I'm going to Aldi. And I'm going to get loads of croissants, loads of like pre-wrapped shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Plasters.
Yeah.
Nurofen for me. And loads of shit like that.
My friend put vodka in Fruit Shoot bottles.
What an idea!
And because they pretended it was like the kids, because like supposedly alcohol's really expensive. So she put like half Fruit Shoot, half vodka,
what
and said that her and her husband just walked around.
Idea.
I mean, we're not condoning drinking.
So I will
with
have been
kids,
to Disney, but... and I will let you all know how that goes. It's just one of those things that you do.
Is it going to be sunny?
It's looking like no rain but cloud, which I just thought I couldn't. If it's sunny, everything that's sunny is beautiful.
Yeah.
Like cloud. Ugh. Anyway.
Anyway.
I don't even like rides.
Yeah, well, it's not about you, mate. It's about the kids.
I know. We'll enjoy it. We're only taking two of them. The middle two, the besties. It's going to be amazing.
Very, very
I've got pyjamas as well. Minnie Mouse pyjamas for me and Theo.
So I'm going on holiday as well.
You never go on holiday.
I never go. Well, I've been pregnant for about 10 years. But yes, I'm going on holiday. We are going to Icos.
Always gorgeous for kids.
In Mallorca.
Stunning.
So wish me luck. And I'm taking the kids. And
who's going?
Me, Amy, Puds, Ed, and the kids, because my nanny is heavily pregnant.
Mm-hmm. Fuming.
Congratulations! and I didn't have my new nanny yet when, because the holiday was all booked. And
would
I thought,
you not just go without a nanny?
No. Why did you just spit in my face? like, ew. What?
I don't know.
I'm even scared. No, so Amy is the godmother to the kids.
The godmother.
And I was there, like, having this breakdown, like, I don't know. And she was like, I'm going to come. She's gone on a first aid course and everything to, like, learn. And she's like, no, she, like, really wanted to come because she doesn't have any kids, so she really enjoys being
she's
around
gone
mine. She's gone on a first aid course.
To go on holiday?
Yes. Because she wants to, like, properly look after the kids and stuff.
Why?
Because it's very cute.
Oh, no, it's lovely. I love Amy. You know I love Amy.
So, yeah, so I'll fill you in about my holiday.
This is going to be so interesting. It's like a thruple.
Well, people will think we're a thruple. We are a little bit. Oh, by the way, the David Hay.
Oh, in the Patreon chat.
Yeah, the fuck?
So was it Raya?
Yeah, he's on Raya.
Someone sent in it must have been Raya because it wasn't a screenshot. It was a picture of his bio. And it was like, me and my girlfriend were looking for someone. And his girlfriend was in the bio.
The way they talk on those swingers sites just makes me feel a bit old fashioned when they say, like, we're looking for another hottie to add.
a hottie for our body.
Yeah. And like, it's when like older people are still like really into sex and stuff, and he's probably not even that much, but those words like another hottie to have sexy fun with,
sexy fun.
Like
to explore
naughty times.
Ooh, like naughty bedtime. So anyway, you will have been on your holiday.
Yes.
So how is Ed gonna fit? How long are you going for?
5 nights.
Not too bad then.
No, but in the kids club they take the kids from 4 months old.
The Icos are brilliant, and also Sarni Resort in Greece are really good.
Well,
it was
between
Spenny
there or oh god, so
Spenny.
Everything is expensive now. Though
I love Mallorca, though I love it
because I used to go to Zafiro as well, but I wanted to try something new. But now Zafiro is Icos price.
Yeah, it's so expensive.
Like what the
ridiculous?
Fuck?
Also, you've booked my wedding, haven't you? You finally booked.
Yes, it's
how
an
in-and-out
are you
going to get up at that time?
No, I'm going to have to literally probably go to bed 8 p.m.
Because, so basically...
I think I'll be up at, what, 1 a.m?
Ed's away the week before, so we can't come, can he?
No. He's in China for, like, no, the week after or something.
Something.
It's like 10 days, and he did it recently, and I was fuming.
So he couldn't basically come and go on another holiday because he's busy. So our friend Steph's, you two are going together. And I was saying, like, I'm semi-jealous because you're going to basically have a girl's hall.
Yeah, we are. And we need to book our hotel, actually.
Yes, you do. And the flights, what time? 7 a.m?
No.
5 a.m. So Steph booked
the gate clicked because I saw Sally.
And you were literally like...
Were they literally the only times?
I don't know.
But
you're getting
Steph.
There because on the day before, we have I'm whole doing that day. Thing. Yeah. So you're going to get there ready to do like a pre-brunch kind
Listen,
of thing.
It's
going to
be fun. The kids will be in bed asleep. Then
you can just get out.
Yeah. Exactly.
I'm excited because I think you two are going to have loads of fun. I think it's going to be really funny.
I am excited as well. No, I'm not worried about waking up at that time. As long as all my shit's by the front door.
And you just literally...
And
go.
I'm up and out.
Face but, mask on.
Go. Oh my God, I was listening to my therapist ghosted me, another podcast, and Joanne reminds me so much of Lauren. Like, I can't. Oh, don't
God,
you think,
Christina?
Next? And she said that this gives me the fear. Does everyone else not get this when they have to set their alarm for a certain time and they keep waking up in the
All
night checking?
Night.
Like, what is that about? Like, this is why I love my, I've got the fake version of the Hatch alarm clock. I think it's called a Lumi.
Right.
So it is a full-on separate alarm clock. And I cannot explain how much better you sleep when you have something like that that you set. Anyway, Joanne McNally put her alarm on because she was coming home from America. Mm. And she had, like, a flight she had to get at a certain time. And her AirPods were still connected to the phone and the alarm was going off, and she said she didn't just overslept, like she overslept by like 5 hours.
No. And then so it wasn't like she just had to rush, it was like the flight left 5 hours. Yeah. You would have landed by now.
And it just made me think of you so much before you had kids.
Oh yeah, before kids. Yeah. I remember we went to Amsterdam, me, Harley and Nicola. We went on a night out the night before, like that kind of shit. Now I'd be like, I'm like, everything packed, bed by 8, lights off at 8. If James tries to watch the telly, I'm like, what?
No,
it's 8 o'clock. Same. We sleep now. But back in the day, we went out the night before and I slept on the sofa, passed out on the sofa, and my alarm ding, ding, ding to go to Amsterdam. And I really considered just muting it and just fucking the whole thing off.
Shut
but
up.
But the other girls
were. Have you ever missed a flight before?
Never.
Have you ever missed a flight before?
No.
I've not.
I'm good
I
like
find that.
That
very irresponsible behaviour.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, very.
Like, you've got one job. Just fucking get up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't
and
get
And, like,
people
those people.
I don't
that
get people that sleep in. You just get up.
Or arrive late to the airport, like they're
why you knew you were getting there
when but you've got kids as well, there is no option of doing that.
No,
because
no,
then you'll
so
have to
organized.
Drag them through
drag
the
them
airport.
By the, like one under each arm.
Exactly. Oh gosh, speaking of airports, guys, one of my friends went to Turkey last week.
Oh yeah.
For a holiday. Okay. She stayed in this resort. I've got the name of it to give to you because it sounds very you. She said she usually goes to Dubai at this time of year, but they tried this new like 5-star.
It's not the Lujo.
It's not that one. It's a different one. It begins with B, maybe.
Balek, Luxury Balek or something like that?
Something. Anyway, she went, was coming back to England and she put in the tray her sunglasses, and she said they were like a £700 pair of sunglasses, really special. Comes through, sunglasses aren't there.
No.
Yeah.
Through the scanny.
Yeah. And she was like, my sunglasses were there.
Yeah.
And anyway, long story short, like it was getting closer to the flight time.
What
and her husband
do?
Was like, let's just go. And she was like, no, I want my fucking sunglasses. Yeah.
And
back.
They're expecting you to think, let's just go.
And then they were like, right, well, we're going to have to ring the airport police. They're going to have to come and take a statement then. She was like, fine, ring them. And she said, after like 40 minutes of palaver, a girl from the airport security came over, like, we just found them inside the scanner.
What really happened was the woman scanning sat there with the sunglasses on. Like,
this happened to me at Manchester Airport a few years ago. I was in a rush, in a foul mood, and I had a clear makeup bag, probably about this big, but inside that bag, it had all my makeup for the weekend, my contact lenses and my jewellery and my hair straighteners, all that stuff. And the lady kept going out, take that tooth comb out, take the straighteners out, blah, blah, blah. And then when we got to the hotel, it was gone. And 100% it had been stolen.
Really?
There. And one of my friend's husband's watches went missing as well.
Do you think
a foreign
it's because
airport.
They know
well,
that you're in a rush?
They know
and
you're
not,
in
your
a
head's
rush.
Not switched, you're panicking
and
about
also,
missing
it, so what I do now, if I have to take like my well, I don't travel with stuff like that, but if I have to take something important or I've got my nice handbag or whatever, I say to them, I am standing and watching it.
Yeah. Watch it go through.
And make sure you got your shit, girls.
Do you know, I think it was you that was telling me they're going to stop the liquid thing soon.
Yeah, they are.
They've stopped it everywhere else, but not Manchester.
I know, what the fuck?
Fucking hell, it'll make its way up to North Sea.
Honestly.
They're doing, when I went to America, they don't have it. And it was, and you don't even have to take like your laptops out, nothing.
Oh, so you shouldn't. Like the technology. Absolutely.
The amount of money that
was in Paris. Yeah.
The amount of money we pay, we shouldn't have to be doing shit like that. The flights are so expensive. I'm going to go over and look at the wedding venue again and stay. And the flights are just so expensive.
And they're so shite and they smell of poo. Anyway, we've got a listener message here. Lauren, do you want to read it out?
Yeah, because I actually replied to this lady because I just thought it was so cute. So my daughter's 7. She goes to a drama class on a Saturday and they're doing mini podcasts with the radio station supporting the session.
Oh, very cute.
Poosh.
God, Thea and Saskia should be so proud of their mums.
So they say to the little group that she's in, what's yours called and what's it about? And the 7-year-old says, Nip Tuck and Let's Talk Skincare.
Oh, that's so cute.
And I reply to the woman saying, as long as it was only the skincare section that she repeated.
Not the pegging.
Thea fully understands the podcast, you know, fully gets what it is, fully, because people, somebody came up to me at the Trafford Centre yesterday, a lovely lady, and the man that she was with came over. I didn't know if they were together or friends, so I'm not going to say. Okay. But came over and was like, love the podcast.
Oh, that's so cute.
Etc. And then I also got a message from somebody saying, if you saw me staring at you then in selfies, it was me. And I didn't actually notice, but that was really nice. Oh my God, I've watched Barbie for the 5,000th time again.
Love.
Thea literally makes me watch it all the time. And do you know, when we were watching it, James, it's the only person that James will admit that he fancies, Margot Robbie.
How could you not? Even I fancy
I don't care.
Her.
Like, it's not good. I don't want to know.
Her skin is, well, stunning.
When I was using my zip the other day, I said to James, I'm doing this so I look like fucking Margot Robbie.
She uses the zip halo, doesn't she?
She does. You got me onto that, didn't you?
I am obsessed. Kimmy K also uses it, I've heard, for her pigmentation. This is a setting that you didn't even know that it has.
Yeah, it's got so much on it. Do you know why I love it? It's got an app that comes with it. So sometimes you get something, you get your little device, and you don't really know how to use it. You don't really know how to get the most out of the investment that you've made. So it's got an app that you can download, and on there, it has got treatment plans. So it has targeted treatment plans. It's got a video that you can watch, because it can do your eyes, it can do your jaw, your lips.
Oh, the lip one.
Your lips looked massive.
I know. After literally 2-minute treatment, obsessed.
And they also has a plan on it as well. So they're always changing. They've got one at the minute that I'm about 2 weeks into, the 30-day glow. Literally, you follow it for 30 days. It's really easy. You copy what it says on the app for 30 days and it gives you my skin. Look at it though, Ashley.
Absolutely.
It's been
stunning.
So good. You use it for tightening as well, don't you?
I use it for tightening. It's amazing for pigmentation, fine lines, plumping, all that good stuff. So what I say is it's my little mini facelift device.
Did you see the before and after I put of one half of my face and the other half?
Yes.
And one half was like snatched because it's got two different currents, hasn't it? It's got a nano current and a micro current.
That is
correct.
So it
basically gets your muscles, first of all, like a workout for your muscles. And then it also does more cellular level. So like your skin, the brightness, the glow, as well as the muscles underneath.
Stunning. So guys, if you want to get involved with the Zip Halo 30 Days to Glow, you can purchase it off Current Body. Have a look at our highlights. We also have a code, don't we, Lauren?
We always do. Nip Halo gets you 15% off. It's tiny, but it is so powerful.
NIP Halo gets you 15% off the Zip Halo. And thank you to Zip for sponsoring today's podcast. Right, now, here we go, guys. This is one of our favourites. So a couple of years ago, we did a big episode. I think, was it the Heartbreak Hotel one or the Revenge? honestly, I need to re-listen to that again.
Very
because
funny.
Some of the fucking stuff that went in there, like, do you remember the girl that said that she sowed the grass seeds in the carpet?
Yeah.
So she wet the carpet and then sowed grass seeds. Someone stitched prawns into the curtains.
Yeah.
That Crab's Revenge.
It was good.
So there's a website called crabsrevenge.com and you can buy crabs. And pour them into their underwear drawer.
I don't know if it's still a thing, but it was at the time.
Yeah.
Probably isn't now.
All that stuff. Illegal. And then how we talked about like signing them up for certain spam emails and
loads of stuff.
We've evolved. Very funny. We've evolved.
We've got more. We've got worse.
So
we've got more listeners with that are even more mental.
Send in your revenge things because we are always looking for tips.
Yeah, so on that episode, we spoke about revenge, but actually we realised that we're just psycho in every part before, during, and after. So we asked you just, what psycho shit have you done?
Because as women, we do get a name for, oh, she's such a psycho. And we like, well.
Are we though? If the cap fits.
Yes.
So here's some of the things that you have done. Called his mum, pretending to be a mum who just found out that he got her 16-year-old pregnant.
Wow.
Wow, that's fucking intense. Sent a guy a picture of my arse for 750 quid.
I'd do that.
Then spent it on my boyfriend's birthday present. That is, but at least he got the 750 present. Like,
cancelled his passport that I paid for. We've heard a lot about the cancelling of passports.
That is an irritating thing.
You can do that online, can't you?
That is an irritating thing.
Hid one shoe from each pair. Love that.
This one's quite good. Made a fake account. Commented on my own picture saying that my ex had downgraded. I love that.
That's such
what a downgrade.
A good one.
But then that's nasty on the girl. But, you know, it got him in the end, didn't it?
My boyfriend went on a bender, so I packed all of his stuff up and dropped it outside the pub.
I love that. And you know that when he gets back from the bender and all these fucking clothes are there.
I catfished an ex, set up a fake account to see if he would slag me off. He was eager to meet me.
I turned up outside his apartment to find out which number he lived in and pretended I was an every delivery driver and asked his neighbour which number he lived in.
Oh, my God.
He had lived in this apartment for a year secretly. So when I found out, he was fuming. What a good idea to go and
but
be like,
why did she
want
to know where he lived?
To prove a point that he had a secret apartment.
Oh,
so
he
she
had
buzzed
a secret
it,
apartment.
Buzzed the neighbour and said, hiya, can you tell me which number John's at, please? I'm an every delivery driver.
Fucking
fantastic.
Hell. I'm surprised. I'd be saying, this one's funny. Every turned up.
This one's funny. Signed up to his online coaching, so he called me back.
That's
put a number
funny.
In so that when he ran,
on an inquiry page.
Poured sugar into his petrol tank.
Oh,
what does that do?
What does that do?
Oh, this one's psycho. I got ghosted, so I liked and unliked all his pictures so that he'd be reminded of me and message me. Oh, mate, I had a lad that did that to me once. Every now and again, he'd like a very old picture to get my attention.
Oh, yeah, that's a great technique.
No, but like again and again
and
again. It's
been around for years.
Do you know what I've done is, have you ever done this where they're not messaging you back or whatever, so you write a message and pretend like to your friend or something and send it to him and you're like,
oh
sorry,
I didn't mean to
say
that.
When
your piss ups called you by mistake.
Yeah.
Do you know what I used to do to fuck people's head up in the middle of an argument? I'd type and then delete, type then delete,
oh
type,
that's
then
so
delete,
good
and then never send it in the end. No. they're waiting
yeah,
for
yeah,
the typing.
Yeah.
Or like if you'd I just keep typing and then getting rid of it. Typing, then getting rid of it.
Do you know what I think screams psycho is people that change their WhatsApp picture loads of times.
So, let me
you
tell
think,
no,
Christina.
And their Instagram profile picture.
Or their bio.
Or their bio.
Their bio.
If somebody changes their bio on Instagram a lot, that hasn't got a big following, so there's no point messing with your Instagram. Changes the profile.
Like, you're not
picture.
Making money.
You're not making
it.
Money.
Yeah.
The WhatsApp status, and it's always when the head's
no,
gone.
No, I'm sorry, WhatsApp statuses.
Head's gone.
No, let's not. Like, let's not.
Trying to get someone's attention. Mm. This one's really funny. This is proper psycho. He cheated. So me and my mates all new extensions on his business card.
That's so funny.
Also, scaled the side of his moving scaffold truck while he was drinking away. What the fuck?
Driving away.
So while he's driving away, she scaled the side of his moving scaffolding
That's
truck.
That's not a good idea.
That's not a good idea. I entered their password wrong 10 times on purpose on the BlackBerry and wiped their entire phone.
I know one of my friends got a text, because you know when you've got chlamydia, mm-hmm. they text you saying, like, you've got chlamydia. and
and
it's this thing called Sext, S-E-X-T, and it says, right, you can anonymously enter phone numbers and we will text the people on your, I don't know if you have to pay for it or whatever, but it is a full-on thing. We will anonymously text the people to tell them that they need to get tested. Literally, she was ringing them, give me your ex's numbers, girls. Give me your old boss's number, girls. Like, everyone. You get a text.
You get off one fucking two.
On that one where she's talked about putting her his password in, have you ever done that? Like, try to hack in?
Get freaked out.
So when I was...
Just to try and go
when
into...
When I was on holiday account. At Sarnie Resort, funnily enough, the guy... So when we were on the holiday, I realised...
You went there with a boy?
Yeah.
And without kids?
No, it was my boyfriend. It was when Thea was a baby. We were together for like 2 years.
Without kids?
With kids, with Thea.
Oh, I thought you meant without. Isn't it a kid holiday?
Not necessarily. No, it was gorgeous. Anyway, went with my mum as well. And we went, and I was right to think something was going on, because what he did while we were there, he told the girl he was seeing that he was on holiday visiting his grandma. He hid everyone.
Oh, yeah, because he didn't put stories on of you.
Yeah.
And
then when he did, he made it just so I could see. He hid everyone else and only I could see the story. And I realised that afterwards, because when we found out that he'd been cheating, she was like, well, he went with his granny. I was like, I was on the holiday. I was like, he was putting stories
up. Who was it?
Anyway, so when he was down by the pool with Thea, I needed to go up to get something and he'd left his phone. So I was like, this is my opportunity. So I started guessing the date of birth, this, that, the other, this, that, the other. And I disabled the iPhone for 10 minutes. Yeah. My fucking head. Next thing, I looked out of the window
and he's walking back
and the iPhone's disabled and I'm running. So this is so clever of me. Then he starts, I can hear him coming, knocking on the door, and I'm like, bing, bang, boo, can't let you in.
Yeah.
And I hid the iPhone so that he'd think he'd lost it.
Ah.
And then when he came in, he's like, have you seen my phone anywhere? And we played a game of let's find your phone, and I made sure that it went on that long, and I was like, oh, it's under the bloody table. And it had undeactivated.
And I've entered your password 5 times. That's funny.
Slept with his best mate. Whee!
No, that's a good one.
That's all gold, golden oldie, that.
Do you know what, though? Can I just say, do you not think that boys sometimes make out that someone's a psycho and you think, well, you're the one that made them a psycho, Lauren?
Which is a bit like Baby Reindeer.
Yeah. Sorry, this one's quite funny. I was stuck living with my ex during COVID. He kept pissing on the toilet, so I cleaned it with his pillow.
Oh, they're good. Cleaning the toilet with their toothbrush,
yeah,
all
like that,
that good stuff.
I like that.
Did I tell you, I've told this story on the podcast, Christina's not heard it though, I want to see her reaction. One day at work, I worked like in this office, you know, where there's like 3 people there and 3 people opposite. And we were all telling stories of like psycho things
that we'd done.
I think someone had split up with someone and we were like, do this to them, do that to them. And then there was like this girl and she was so quiet and she was a nurse. She never ever like added anything. And she was like, I did something once.
And
we
were like, yeah.
Turned around and we were like, go on, what? And she was like, I did a shit in a pan and then cooked my stepmom's steak in it. And we all went, we were so she never made me a cup of tea again.
Oh my god, I bet all your stories were, and she just says it.
Everyone never looked at
her. I can imagine the tumble, all like,
what the fuck?
I've said this one when we first spoke about it, but when I split with Thea's dad and he used to come, not that often, to get Thea. he'd come pick her up.
Once a year.
I bought a crate of beers.
Do
you remember? I bought a crate of beers, tipped them all down the sink and arranged them as if I was waiting to take them out, so we thought there'd been a man there the night before. I went to the shops, I bought the beer, I borrowed a friend's male aftershave, and before he walked in the door to get Thea, sprayed my house so it smelt like a man had been in. And on both occasions, he didn't care. And let me tell you, girls, it didn't make him care either. And do you know one thing, it just makes me laugh, and we've probably all done this, that I used to do when it was drop-off, because obviously at the point I was still heartbroken, and when it was drop-off, I would get to see him once a blue moon, once a week or whatever, and that was my only time. I would have 5 minutes in which we, and it makes me want to hug my yourself. Old self. And I had like 5 minutes in which to try my best to make him want me back,
yeah,
and pass the baby over.
Yeah.
So I would overanalyze what I was going to wear, but I didn't want it to look like I tried too hard.
Yeah.
I would wash and dry my hair. I would wear like
what? You never make effort like anymore.
I would wear what I thought was minimal because I don't want to try too hard, but I need a bit of makeup. And it hurts. And I would think, what can I say that's going to make him want me back? So I'd be like, you good? Yeah, I've been great. Absolutely great. I'm going to the gym all the time. Anyway, yeah, have a good weekend. I'm busy. And it never worked. And it just makes me want to hug myself because I, you know, like pouring the beer away and being like, oh God, jingle jangle. Sorry, thought I'd moved those before you got here. Was a bit of a, it's just me. I like beer now. No one else has been here. Never picked up
have
on
you
it,
never also, someone was saying that they sent themselves flowers.
Oh, yeah, I've taken... Oh, my God, do you want to know what I did once?
What?
So yeah. I had a guy...
Yes, bitch.
One of my... It went really badly. I do not recommend. So, guy dumped me, the narcissist dumped me, finished me, left me high and dry, and then ended up coming back for a short period of time, probably because he had nothing else to do for the weekend, and I thought this was my chance. So I thought, what I need to do is make him jealous with somebody that I've been with in the past that was good looking, and, you know, that he maybe would think someone else wants me. So we're in the car waiting for the takeaway. I texted Sophie, my friend. I changed her number in my phone to the name, let's say John.
Yeah.
It wasn't John, it was...
Okay.
Yeah, so it was someone that you might think, ooh.
Aspirational.
Yeah. So I changed Sophie to John, and then I texted Sophie.
And guys like that always have a problem with, like, athletes or businessmen.
Yeah, because they're like, decent. Yeah, go back to him then. Yeah. And he had a little bit of a chip on his shoulder about it.
Yeah.
So when we were in the car waiting for takeaway, I got my phone, I texted her. 30 seconds, ring me, because it was connected to the car.
Oh!
So I changed it to John, put my phone down, sat chatting, waiting for the takeaway.
Oh, on the big car screen
comes up John ringing, and I did this whole act like this. Oh my God, God, that's weird. As if I was guilty. Got my phone, can't think why he'd be ringing. Reject, reject, reject. It went down like a shit sandwich, and he went. I knew he was speaking to him all along. I'm glad I ended it. Oh, bugger, bugger, bugger. Didn't go to plan. I text like, abort mission, don't ring again, because I was going to tell her to ring again, so like he was hounding me, and I was like, don't ring again, don't fucking ring again, it's gone wrong. And he was like, I knew you were seeing him anyway, glad I got rid of you. Oh, bugger.
Ew.
And I wasn't seeing anyone else, it was all made up. And that didn't go to plan.
No. Oh, I've got a funny one. So I was seeing this guy, and I suspected, and I was right, there was this other girl on Instagram. I've got no idea who she is, but mm-hmm. I knew, like, every day I was like checking, and he was abroad where he was in Dubai basically, and she lived in Dubai, and on one of her stories she'd put like that she was watching the moon or something, mm-hmm. and there was a man's foot in the picture.
Yeah.
So obviously screenshot it,
zoomed in
like, is it his foot?
Yeah.
And then me and him were on his phone, on my phone, and then he was like, why the fuck is there that picture of my foot?
Oh my God. Do you know, it's funny how you have a gut instinct, because when you found out, you are
always right.
One of the guys that I was with that was cheating, I mean, one of them, I had this gut feeling about this girl, right? And he used to like girls' pictures, so it wasn't unusual. This one particular girl, I just knew. So what I did is I had this feeling about her, and I looked on our friends in common, and we had a mutual friend, and I messaged the mutual friend, thank you, Shay, and I said, girl, something's off here. She went, I'll find out straight away. Message the girl, have you been seeing XYZ? Yeah, he's my boyfriend.
Ooh. Oh my God.
So I kept it in my locker, sat there one day.
And he was fully your boyfriend?
We were on a break, maybe. I can't remember. Anyway.
Trauma.
Trauma. Put it in the trauma box. So we sat there one day, and I just got the girl up, obviously knowing what I know. And I just went, you like this girl's picture? Do you know her? Now, he's having a secret affair with his face. He's like, I must know her. Yeah, I think I met her years ago. I was like, because you like her pictures and she likes yours. Have you ever seen her before? Put it right in his face. Yeah. And I was like, said a name. funny. And that was that. And then I waited again. I went, you've never met her, have you? And he was perspiring.
Was he wiggling?
Wiggling in his chair. And I was like, I'm going to going to follow her because I like her picture. She's pretty, isn't she?
She's really pretty, isn't she?
And then I just went, I know what you've been doing. And after I made him sweat, I literally went, I know you're shagging her. This is a number. I've been speaking to her all week. And he, do you know, he bought us the same Easter egg.
That's a bit weird.
So at Easter, he'd gone to the shop and
said,
I'll have
the Kinder egg one.
It was a Lindt one, luckily. Oh. And I said, and he's bought.
Far too rich.
And like, at what point when he went to the shop and bought two Easter eggs, because we got to the point, you know, when you start texting, did you do this? Did you do that?
Yeah.
He would send us the same screenshot of a song. Watching this, it was unbelievable.
Men get off on that shit, though.
He had issues for sure. I mean, he was all right in the end, but yeah, we stayed friends as But yeah, girls, absolute left field here. But when we do the episodes, one of the things that I wanted to talk to you about. So you know, we have the Patreon. We bloody well love it. Not everyone can afford to be on it. Totally get it. So there was something that one of the girls posted in the group chat that I thought was mega helpful.
It's so good. It's like, so, thank you for this.
So
helpful. Babe.
So she gave us a full lowdown of how she avoids hangovers, and I just thought, we can't just keep that in Patreon. We need to tell all the girls this one,
because there is nothing worse than a hangover.
So I'll read it out to you, and she's okay with us doing so. Girlies wanting hangover tips. I've mastered this pre-pregnancy, so I'm hoping it's going to work for after I've had the baby. Please follow as below. Number one, eat well throughout the day with a protein focus. Number two, drink plenty of water throughout the day also. Number three, have some electrolytes as you are getting ready. I'd have some with an espresso on the side for the energy. Every two drinks, have a glass of water.
That always goes out the window, though.
It does, but I have done it before and it did work. When you're feeling wavy, drop another electrolyte sachet into some water.
Yes.
And then she says, fuck it. Drop it into a vodka soda. Whatever works. Just take it midway through the night. Take them out with you. Now, it sounds a bit like, oh, I can't be arsed. Can you be arsed with a hangover?
No.
So do it. She says, I stick to clear spirits where possible.
Yes.
And low sugar. So she has a vodka soda with a dash of pineapple or cranberry and an expensive tequila shots only. So if you get that tequila, that vibe to have a shot, we all get there. Let's have a shot.
Yeah.
We all think it's a good idea. We're in the moment. An expensive tequila. Personal favourite of mine is Don Julio.
Yeah. It's very clean.
Expensive but clean. Eat when you get in. A banana is ideal. On toast, maybe. Or if you've had your Mackies already, get the potassium in and get the banana. Stay on the good vibes with good music. If the music's wank, I would legit just go and get myself shots out of boredom.
Yeah.
That's so, so true. When it gets a bit to that night where you think, oh, you think I'll just get more pissed.
That tip at the end.
Also, if you like espresso martinis, get them decaf. So when you get in, you can still sleep. And then she says, I'm excessive as fuck, but it works. Not rough the next day. An extremely fun, wavy, pissed vibe.
I agree with all of those.
It is a ball ache, but guys, do you want a hangover? No. So do it.
And especially on holiday, like if you've gone on a girl's trip, you want to make the most of those 3-4 nights that you're there.
You can't. What I always used to do is peak on the first night, ruin the rest of the holiday.
Yeah.
Follow those tips. And yeah. The electrolytes, absolutely. Take them in your bag halfway through the night, whack one.
Do you know what I do when I'm on a girl's holiday as well? I pack loads of sheet masks, and when I get to the hotel, I put them in the mini bar fridge.
Mm.
So that when everyone wakes up, we all put one on.
Not going to help the hangover, but it's going to help the puff
for
the next day.
It helps your head as well.
Absolutely.
Like, that's just...
To add to that, I always have a couple of paracetamol when I go to bed as
yes.
well.
Yes. Well, one of the other funny things on Patreon was someone started a thread of the funniest, well, the worst places of being hungover.
Oh my God. Kids' party has got to be up there.
Kids' party. Someone put DFS.
Christmas. My friend went to the Christmas markets last year and vomited on the street.
Oh my God.
She couldn't hold it in anymore.
There was a lot of cabin crew on there, and they were saying like flights.
A flight.
An airport.
Honestly, I've only done it a couple of times in my life because I've learned from it, but an excessive hangover when you are sat in the airport, the anxiety. Getting on the plane, panicking because you can't get off.
No.
The sweats, the smell.
I
would never do that again. I never go out if I'm flying now.
No,
because,
it's horrible.
It's absolutely vile.
What was it that I put on there?
I think a kid's party is not that bad because you can go to the buffet.
Yeah, so it's all sausage rolls and shit.
Yeah, I don't mind that too much. And I think the best time to be hungover is if you're somewhere where your mates are also a bit hungover. You can all be in it together.
You can have a laugh.
Like, yeah, you can have a laugh. And like, if you've got someone going through it with you,
Like at work, we used to do that.
Yeah, but avoid going somewhere where people are going to be like, you've got hangover. Like, don't tell them because they just judge you and then you go under.
What's a good excuse? Do you just say like, I've got a sickness bug?
A bug. I've been up all night with an awful bug.
What, have you ever rang in sick with a hangover?
No.
No, we power through.
We don't ring in sick.
I think if you ring in sick with a hangover, your anxiety then for the rest of the day is going to be like next level.
I would say, unless dying, I don't ring in sick.
No.
We both turn up. Yeah. We get the fucking job done.
Because you can get to bed early.
Yeah, and that's, even if you're hungover, I would have to be really ill not to turn up to work, because I just think that is who we are as people, and that's how we've done well, because it's kind of like work comes first and there's no excuse. You soldier on. Sort your shit out. If you want to go and get pissed, you need to make money, hon.
That's it. I agree totally. And do you know what? Another drink the next day works often as well.
Actually does. And do you know what? Even if it just takes off the edge of the anxiety.
Just one, like a little gin or a little wine.
I think a little Prosecco. The bubbles just go to your head a touch and make things quite funny. Do you not laugh when you've got... When I'm hungover, I laugh at everything. I get like the hangover
giggles. A shag is good. Or a wank.
Yeah, a shag or a wank. Yeah, me and James often have a hungover shag.
My womanizer too gets seen to a lot on a hangover.
Does it? It gets used a lot.
Yeah. Use code NIPTUCK, guys.
I tend to just get up, get a shower and crack on.
Yes, a shower.
Festering is the worst thing ever.
Guys, thank you for listening again. Now, we have an extra episode on a Friday. You can either get that on Apple subscriptions or you can get it on Patreon, where you get the extra group chat bits and bobs. And we will see you again next week.
See you next week, girls. Bye. And boys.
Bye.